The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Covering your Minnesota Twins means going beyond the dugout and diamond. This is the show that invites you in and introduces the other side to the players and coaches when they are away from the ballpark. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins is presented by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. Now, here's Chris Atterbury.
Well, today, five different major league teams opened their spring training camps. The Twins, well, they won't do that till February 21st, but spring is very much in the air as we welcome you to Deep Cuts. It must be a Wednesday night, Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. We are on schedule, barreling towards the 2016 baseball season, and every Wednesday night, this is your home as you prepare for the Twins to take the field. First in spring training coming up next week, pitchers and catchers reporting on February 21st and the first workout the following day. Position players, they'll be in camp February 26th, the workout on the 27th. And amazingly, 2 weeks from tonight, the Twins will have already played a spring training game. It's an afternoon affair. 2 weeks from today, the Twins and the Red Sox, we will broadcast that game across our network. Baseball is here for 2016. And we are here for the next, call it 58 and a half minutes now, to talk about the Minnesota Twins. And boy, what a show we have laid out for you. We'll hit the news and notes. We'll play Scouts Honor and give away a couple of tickets to check out the Twins at Target Field this summer. And we'll be joined by Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly with thoughts expressed as only Tom Kelly can express them here on the eve of spring training. And we'll also hear from Trevor Plouffe, a fantastic conversation with Trevor Plouffe as we look at his past, we look at his future. A guy who plays third base for the Twins and, well, he dreamed of flying around on a BMX bike as a child. An epic three cuts with Trevor Plouffe, and you're not going to want to miss a single bit of it here this evening. Let's start with the news and notes and jump right in. We mentioned that five teams opening camp today. The Diamondbacks, the Tribe, the Giants, the Phillies, and the Cardinals opening camp the right way today. The first game for the Twins 2 weeks from today. Their camp opening on the 21st. The truck is en route as we speak. Now, the truck that takes the Twins equipment down to the CenturyLink Sports Complex, it's driven by Paul and Tom Luxem. They've been driving the Twins gear from here to Fort Myers and back for 24 years now. On that truck, 10,800 baseballs, 1,500 hats, 600 bats, 960 pairs of socks, 400 pairs of pants, 650 jackets, and his big Frank, one of the Twins' great clubhouse assistants, told us a whole lot more than that.
We got a sewing machine on there. I've got fishing poles. We've got pitching machine. Usually it's stuff coming back from Florida when all the players have all the stuff down there, bring it in, trying to fit it in, stuff that they can't fit in their cars to ship. Usually when we leave here, it's all just equipment and stuff that we need, but down there, who knows what they're going to bring in, you know?
Yeah, we're a couple of weeks from that. Now, the truck has not yet arrived in Fort Myers. It literally could arrive any minute, and there are all sorts of things that you find really years after they come off the truck or come on the truck. Frank and Timmy sorting through some of those effects earlier this week.
Parmalee had some stuff in there, some kids' toys. Pavano had a fishing poles and a tube to pull behind a boat. He had coolers, just stuff that left over from their house when they were here. We'll ship it to them or get a hold of them if they don't want it. Donate it, get rid of it, take it to the Goodwill or something. Mary's place, we made a stop over there with some stuff.
And Kenny Vargas, this note's specially for you. If you're not going to use those four awesome tires you've left in the storage room, we could probably find a good home for them. Again, that's just part of what's in that room and what gets transported back and forth to Fort Myers. Appreciate Frank taking a break from loading up the truck to chat with us. Now, other news and notes around the organization and baseball. Congratulations in order to Larry Ward. We introduced you to Larry last year, the voice of the Chattanooga Lookouts. He's the man who called their Southern League Championship a year ago. In his 27th year at the microphone in Chattanooga, he was elected just recently in the past couple of days to the Southern League Hall of Fame. You think about the history in that league, that is quite an honor, and it's well-deserved. So congratulations, Larry. And finally, tickets. You can already buy tickets online for the Twins' home opener on April 11th. Single-game tickets go on sale Saturday. If you're an eager beaver and you just can't wait, well, tonight starts a pre-sale. I encourage you to check out the Twins' official Twitter feed, at Twins, to find the secret passcode you'll need to access that pre-sale. And then again, all single-game tickets go on sale on Saturday, so get out there and get your seats now for what is going to be a very fun summer of baseball. Now, every Wednesday night, we have fun digging through the file cabinet in Terry Ryan's office and pulling out some of the original scouting reports that the Twins utilized when they either drafted a player, signed a player, maybe traded for a player. We read you clues here in Scouts Honor, three throughout the course of the show. You tweet us who you think the scouting report is referring to. At Twins Radio, the hashtag is Scouts Honor, and it's no different here tonight. We've been giving away tickets every week. We're going to give away two more here this evening. And here is tonight's first Scouts Honor clue lifted right from the original scouting report from this Twin, past, present, or future. The clue reads, and I quote, "He can switch it, can run, will steal you a base, and good with the glove." Again, he can switch it, can run, will steal you a base, and good with the glove. The hashtag is Scouts Honor, no apostrophe. At Twins Radio is how you find us on Twitter. And whoever can figure out who we're talking about as we give away these clues throughout the course of the night, you're going to get two tickets to a Twins game at Target Field. In the meantime, as you're mulling that over, Tom Kelly is on deck, and you won't want to miss TK, and you certainly won't want to miss anything that Trevor Plouffe has to say tonight about fatherhood, BMX racing, and yes, also about a massive gas leak in his hometown. All of that coming up right here on your home for Twins Baseball.
A fun-filled Caribbean getaway is now closer than you think when you escape to Treasure Island Resort Casino. Splish and splash your way to exciting family fun at the island's new water park, The Lagoon, or treat yourself to a little pampering at Wave Spa, our all-new full-service salon and spa. Hotel packages are available, or just come down and play for the day. Discover your paradise at TICasino.com. It's island time.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
In the history of Minnesota baseball, there's one name that means legend, Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your whole family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field. Then cheer on the fun. Killebrew root beer. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
St. Louis Park is a great place to shop, stay, eat, and play. But did you know you better watch out for fly balls? That's because St. Louis Park is that close to Target Field. St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small town charm and conveniences like free parking. And it's ideal for your Twins pregame routine. DiscoverStLouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. DiscoverStLouisPark.com, comfortably close to Target Field.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
The show is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. I'm Chris Atterbury. Happy Wednesday to you. Glad to have you with us as we make our way through another edition of Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins all across our network. And we are very pleased to be joined this week, earlier today, by Tom Kelly. Now, this is the 25th anniversary of the 1991 championship season for the Minnesota Twins. All year long on our pregame lineup card, you'll hear about that season in our Friday flashback every Friday as part of the pregame lineup card, and you'll hear it in a very unique way through the eyes of Tom Kelly. Tom Kelly's a guy who is very unique in his version of things. He is as honest as the day is long, and he has an amazing mind when it comes to baseball, remembering tidbits from years ago as if they happened earlier this morning. Now, again, TK was in studio, and so much to talk about this time of year, the time of year when TK's body, well, it tells him it's time to get back to spring training.
Spring training is a lot of fun, first of all. The first day you see that green grass when you go out there, that's really nice. I'm going to tell you, it's, you know, you come out of the snow and snow cover and cold, whatnot. You go out there and see that green grass, and then you see the cars that people are going to work, and they're all lined up going to work, and here you are walking on a baseball field. That's pretty good, believe me. A little dew on the grass. It's really nice. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, good feeling indeed, unless, of course, you're like most of us and you're in one of those cars waiting at a Florida stoplight, watching all of the signs for the various pharmacies and heading off to work. Tom Kelly headed back to spring training, where he will assume a lot of his typical duties. You'll see him an awful lot on Tom Kelly Field, an awful lot on the minor league side of the complex, doing a lot of drills, obviously, with first baseman. Byung-ho Park certainly will be introduced to Tom Kelly and his abilities to work magic around that bag at first base. And you're going to read an awful lot and hear an awful lot, all sorts of media outlets through the course of the next 10 days about the Good Morning America drill. Now, this drill is not something crazy, something out of left field. It's fairly mundane in terms of what actually happens in the drill, but it has taken on a life of its own due to its intensity and due to how much players have literally come to dread it at times throughout the course of their careers with the Twins. So what, Mr. Kelly, was the precise genesis of the Good Morning America drill?
Basically, it was first introduced. I tried to intensify it, get it ramped up. Now, we wouldn't do it right away. We waited till the players got in pretty good shape, comfortable shape, where their arms were good, and legs were good, and ready to go, sort of. And it was put in, I put it in to try to find the intensity and the speed of it was ramped up. And everything was try to get it to a game speed, maybe a little more, to find players that wouldn't panic. Was designed to see how people went handled themselves during the course of this, because it was in very intense. It lasted over an hour of grounders and scenarios and different things about that happened during the course of the game, and easy plays, hard plays, difficult plays, slow rollers, high choppers, whatever. But it was ramped. It was moving and throws and everything. And I wanted to see how players reacted and how they handled themselves. And as you get into it, and get into it a good half hour or so, you find that whether they get a little tired or a little this or a little that, and you find guys that didn't react or bobbled the ball and then had trouble picking it up, or, you know, the anxiety goes up or whatever. And so it was a good barometer in a way to see how different people handle things.
Boy, great explanation there from Tom Kelly on so many levels. And again, you're going to read it. You're going to read it online. You're going to read it in the papers. You're going to hear about it. And pretty much everybody who covers the Twins during spring training. And when you hear it referenced, the Good Morning America drill, I hope you'll think back to what Tom Kelly was just talking about. It's more than some sort of a gamut to get attention early in spring training. There's a lot of reasons it works the way it does. And Tom Kelly laying them out for you right there, really the mastermind behind that drill. Now, he will not be the only instructor in camp. The Twins always do such a great job of having their legends in uniform. And this year, some new faces. Rick Aguilera will be there. He's been there occasionally before. And Torii Hunter and LaTroy Hawkins will also be on site in uniform early in camp, working with Twins players, both of them recently retiring after brilliant and extended major league careers. LaTroy in particular is a guy that Tom Kelly will be a natural as a coach. And TK relayed this anecdote about something that actually occurred long after Hawk's time with the Twins, actually occurred while he was a player with the Colorado Rockies.
He said he was standing in line, waiting his turn, do the fundamentals. And a couple guys were fooling around and not paying attention. He reiterated to me that he stopped it. He says, hey, we got to get this done and get it done right. This is going to win us a game. And he's telling the players, the other pitchers, and he stopped them and said, we got to change this, boys, if we're going to be successful and give us a chance to win. And so it was sort of nice maybe to hear from him and that he took his lessons that he learned, even though he at the time was wondering the same thing himself, why are we doing this so much, you know. he realized that these things are important.
Yeah, LaTroy Hawkins now a chance to give back, working with some of the Twins pitchers in camp starting here within a week. Now, the big conversation about the Twins, and it's been really throughout the offseason and probably on through a large portion of spring training, is going to circle around young talent like Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano. You're going to hear a lot of different versions. He can do this. He can't do that. You're going to hear a lot of rumors. It will obviously play itself out, as it always does, but we thought who better to ask if you want a stripped-down, honest appraisal of the situation than Tom Kelly.
First, their attitude. They think they got it. They're going to be kidding themselves. You got to keep pushing forward and improving and working because they'll get ahead of you. The pitcher will get ahead of you if you're not careful. There's a lot of little traps in the game. The game has a lot of traps. The idea is not to get trapped in something that can happen to you. And you look up and you're 0 for the last 17, you know, and you go, what happened here? You know, 1 for 25, 1 for 30, you know. You got to protect yourself, and you only do that by staying ahead of it. You have to stay ahead of it. So we'll see. I anticipate Buxton being okay with that. I think whether he's ready to play at this level on a consistent basis, I'm not sure yet. But he's going to be one of these days. Maybe it's soon. Sooner than later would be better for everybody. Hopefully it's sooner. We'll see. Sano obviously had an enormous amount of success. He did strike out more than I would like. There's an argument there, too, if people want to argue about the strikeouts. And, well, he hits it over the fence. Well, yeah, I know that, but he sure could score a run if he gets on base. But he's so strong. And he can hit the ball the right center field and hit it a long way. We've seen that. Does he need, or is he going to have to improve that? Yes. And he has to have an understanding of that. Hopefully he does. And we'll see. We'll see what he does and how he reacts and how he handles things. He's going to be learning a new position, which will be exciting. Going to be a lot of energy spent learning that. And now he's going to have to still improve his hitting. He's got a lot of work in front of him, and I hope it's there. I saw him in Twins Fest, and I thought he looked pretty good. So hopefully he's in good shape and ready for the workload, and he's got a lot in front of him. So we'll see how he handles it.
Yeah, there's a deep cut from Tom Kelly talking about Byron Buxton, Miguel Sano, the talent therein, the work that lies ahead. As he said, if you think you got it licked, well, that's a dangerous trap to fall into. If you want it unvarnished, Tom Kelly is the source to go to. We did, and he certainly more than lived up to the cause. That's Tom Kelly here on Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. When we come back, clue number two in our Scouts Honor Competition, and uh-oh, the ante has been upped. Celebrity competitor T.C. Bear weighing in. Does T.C. know of what he speaks? We'll tell you more as we roll on. Trevor Plouffe around the bend as well, right here on your home for Twins baseball.
This is Savannah Guthrie with an urgent story developing all across America. Despite having more than enough food available, there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks engages local communities in solving hunger by collecting surplus food, giving hope to hungry kids. But they need your help. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for taking
me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP. We help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Need a location for your big event? Target Field might be the place for you. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect spot for your concert, wedding, or banquet. Contact a representative to start planning your event today.
If you're struggling to pay the mortgage, Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make it easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new.
Chris Atterbury welcoming you back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. As mentioned there, Tom Kelly in studio this week. You can catch him all season long. What a treat. Every Friday, as part of our pregame lineup card, our Friday flashback will feature the 1991 championship season. This is the 25th anniversary of that amazing run for the Minnesota Twins all the way to the championship trophy, the World Series title. And we're going to hear it, how it unfolded through Tom Kelly's eyes. Again, that's on your pregame lineup card every Friday, all season long, and some great comments there from TK on the body clock, telling him it's time for spring, the dew on the grass, how fired up he still is to get down there and get involved. LaTroy Hawkins is a natural teacher. And of course, just when you think you've got it licked, he says, that's when you're in trouble. Avoiding traps, that's what's in front of Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano. So really interesting stuff, no surprise, from Tom Kelly. One surprise tonight, though, our Scouts Honor Competition gets a wide range of contestants every week. That's why we do it, and we love to see the names pop in at Twins Radio, hashtag Scouts Honor. First time that T.C. Bear has ever gotten his big old claws on a keyboard and submitted a guess. We'll see if T.C. was accurate. He came up with Al Newman, then immediately fell into the trap and started guessing pretty much every switch hitter he could think of, including Denny Hawking. He's a little lightheaded, not a lot to eat there as he's been hibernating most of the winter. Let's give you clue number two. Clue number one tonight, he can switch hit, he can run, will steal you a base, and good with the glove. Clue number two, all right, TC, get a hover over that keyboard. He has no power. He has no power and no TC, no angry text. I'm not talking about you. He has no power is the clue. That is clue number two in our Scouts Honor competition. Keep them coming. Hashtag Scouts Honor. Two tickets on the line to a game this summer at Target Field. And it's again at Twins Radio, the hashtag or the Twitter handle to follow. When we come back, we'll get into part one of what is an outstanding conversation with Trevor Plouffe. He talks about current events, talks about famous activists. He talks about fatherhood, all that and a whole lot more. It's all coming up. Trevor Plouffe joins us next on your home for Twins baseball.
St. Louis Park is a great place to shop, stay, eat, and play. But did you know you better watch out for fly balls? Well, that's because St. Louis Park is that close to Target Field. St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small-town charm and conveniences like free parking, and it's ideal for your Twins pregame routine. DiscoverSt.LouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. DiscoverSt.LouisPark.com, comfortably close to Target Field.
Center for Diagnostic Imaging is the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins. With advanced technology, specialized physicians, friendly staff, and high-quality exams with fast results, it's no surprise the Twins choose CDI. And you should, too. CDI has convenient locations throughout Minnesota and costs that are 30 to 50% less than other providers. If you need an MRI, tell your doctor you want to go where the pros go. Choose CDI. Visit mycdi.com/twins to learn more.
It's more than a network. It's reliable uptime and multi-layered security. It's your company's backbone. With CenturyLink, you get advanced technology solutions, including a high-performing broadband network, along with cloud and hosting services, all with dedicated, responsive support. Getting a trusted partner means you're free to focus on growing your business. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Visit CenturyLink.com/link today.
This summer, dip your toes into Target Field. Take a 9-inning float down the river of baseball bliss. Catch a Tony O Cubano and your favorite kind of cold one. Find a pal and a railing to hold on to. Because when Miguel Sano steps up to the plate, the entire world stops. And remember the SPF all dang day, because the Twins are your ticket to summer. Twins single game tickets go on sale February 20th. Get yours at twinsbaseball.com.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
The show is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Chris Atterbury with you a Wednesday night from our network headquarters here at Target Field. Deep Cuts brought to you, as always, by Discover St. Louis Park. Tonight, discovering more about Trevor Plouffe. Trevor Plouffe's offseason certainly seems idyllic from a distance. A new baby, a big new contract, and of course the nauseatingly gorgeous pictures he occasionally sends me of palm tree-riddled Malibu and its dazzling blue Pacific Ocean, where he conducts his daily workouts. Well, it turns out, however, that Plouffe's off-season has been a bit off-kilter from the beginning. In late October, Trevor, wife Olivia, and newborn son Teddy all evacuated from their California home due to the now-famous Porter Ranch gas leak.
So the first day that it happened, I went outside to light my barbecue, and I smelled gas, and I'm like, oh, man. Called the gas company. I thought it was me. Thought it was my house. And the guy came out, and he's like, look, we have a gas leak up the hill at one of the wells. And at the time, they kind of downplayed it a little bit. But when it kept going it's been ongoing for almost 4 months now. So we got out of there, you know, especially with Teddy. We didn't want him breathing in that gas, you know, as a young, developing child. So we got out of there, and they've actually been pretty accommodating. I think they've relocated almost 5,000 families, so it's a lot of gas. Yeah, they had to build or drill a hole 8,000 feet into the earth to cap this well or something like that. So apparently they're almost done with it. So we'll see. Aaron Brockovich is on the scene, and that's a true story. So we'll see what comes from that.
Trevor not yet ready to commit to playing himself in the movie. Now Plouffe will be in Fort Myers by the time the situation is resolved. So we caught up with him in his temporary quarters on a rough day for any parent.
You caught me on a funny day because right now he is sick for the first time. Mm. Got a little bit of a cough, some congestion. I guess I've really never thought I could be that sad for someone with a cold, but I really feel for him, man.
And in keeping with his glamorous L.A. lifestyle, when Plouffe hasn't been evacuating his home, he's been busy with every parent's best friend, the snot-sucking nasal aspirator.
I just did that about 3 minutes ago, and he hates it, but, I mean, that's like the best thing ever for him right now, is getting those boogers out.
Despite all that, Plouffe has no complaints.
The off-season's been great. Other than that, it's been amazing to watch him grow, just to see the things that he can do already, and the simplest things just amaze you. So we've had a good offseason for sure. It's been nice to have him around our family and have everyone visit.
Now, we've watched Trevor grow up in the Twins organization, and he's always been right smack dab in the middle of the mischief with his teammates' kids, from the Redmond boys to the Josh Willingham crew. Now he has an entirely new perspective.
Yeah, I remember thinking, like, it's so cool that I get to play with these little kids, and they're so sweet, and then I get to go home and do whatever I want. So it's kind of like the uncle theory, where you can just play with them, and then when they get bad or tired, you just kind of give them back to their parents. But now I am I'm in that role, and it's something that I talk to Willingham about it pretty often, just about, you know, fatherhood and how crazy it is, but it's such an amazing thing.
It remains to be seen if all of Trevor's Teddy time has given him the mythical power of dad muscles.
We'll see in spring. I feel like I got them, but I understand now that they don't come out of thin air. You don't just get dad muscles because you have a kid. It's you earn those muscles, carrying him, carrying all his stuff around. So I try to explain that to the young guys that I work out with in the off season. I said, you'll never be as strong as me right now, because when you leave this workout, you go home and you hang out, I'm carrying around a 20-pound weight with me everywhere I go that moves and wiggles, and I have to control that. So they get a kick out of that. But we'll see in spring, man. We'll see how that ball's coming off my bat.
Ah, spring. It's practically here, and the demands of the baseball schedule definitely bring a new set of challenges for Plouffe and his family.
We do have a wonderful life, and I would never complain about anything that, you know, that's going on right now. But it is difficult with a young child moving around. Olivia's told me that, you know, she's got spoiled with me having me here during the off season, because I'm here every day, able to help out. And then, you know, right around the corner is spring training and then the season. And it's definitely going to be an adjustment for both of us. You know, leaving them to come to Twins Fest for 3 days was hard. So I can imagine a 7-game road trip or whatnot, how tough that's going to be. But, you know, they both travel pretty well, and I think they're going to make it on a bunch of road trips, which will help everyone out.
Now, that's the immediate future. As for Teddy's broader future, well, everything is in play, according to Dad.
I'd let him do whatever he wants, man. I don't know. I selfishly kind of hope he plays baseball just so I can go out and work with him. But I don't know, man. I think I could put a guitar in his hand. Olivia wants to put a piano in front of him, so we'll see.
One thing Trevor will probably insist on, however, is a college education for Teddy. Committed to his beloved USC out of high school, Plouffe agonized over the decision whether or not to sign with the Twins as their first-round draft pick. We discussed the topic eloquently earlier this year on Deep Cuts with Trevor May. And Plouffe still wonders about his decision to sign.
I do. I get asked that question all the time by dads of kids that are in high school and may be facing that choice. And I can tell them, look at them dead in the eye, 100%. I say, go to school. You know, unless you're a top five pick, I say that school is worth it. I mean, there's obviously the money that is involved, and that is something that you have to take into consideration. But to me, getting at least three years of school in is more important and sets you up for life more than $1.5 million will. And that seems like a lot of money, and it really is a lot of money, but I don't think it's worth more than a college education. So for me, that's my advice to everyone, is to go to college. If you're gonna get drafted, you're gonna get drafted again out of college, and you'll have 3 years of school. Most likely, you'll go back and finish. You know, for me, I would love to go back and finish 4 years at USC, but you know, the possibility and the chance of that happening are a lot less than a guy that has 3 years already done of college and just has to go back for a semester or something. So I'm a big advocate for college.
This, despite the fact that Plouffe's career has been an unmitigated success. Still, if he had it to do over again, he'd be a Trojan.
You got to look at the numbers. I'm part of a very, very small percentage that has worked out for. You know, and that's just, I'm very, very fortunate that happened. But if I'm making a choice again, it's a no-brainer for me. I'd say go to college, man.
And while Trevor noted it's highly unlikely that a guy like him could go back and complete 4 years at USC or the college of his choice, I did offer up a solution. In about 17 years, he and Teddy can enroll together.
I would love that. We'll room together, man. I don't know how Olivia would feel about that, but we'd have a good time.
Speaking of good times, Trevor discusses his California childhood and what might be the world's coolest science fair project. It's all coming up later on Deep Cuts. But before we get there, we'll take a time out. When we come back, Scouts Honor, right here on your home for Twins baseball.
Kids grow out of calling mom, mommy. They grow out of sleeping with a blankie. They grow out of eating stuff off the floor. They grow out of race car-shaped beds. They grow out of having invisible friends, hopefully. But a kid never grows out of baseball. They grow old with it. The joy, the lessons, and the memories stick with them like pine tar. Give your kid the lifelong gift of baseball. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Twins Community Fund. Getting more kids in the game. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fish
sack.
Oh, come on. This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Need a location for your big event? Target Field might be the place for you. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect spot for your concert, wedding, or banquet. Contact a representative to start planning your event today.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Hmm, cool. I didn't know that.
Yep, but the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. Chris Atterbury welcoming you back. It's brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Hey, a Twins season ticket package that allows you to choose your games. That sounds good, right? We call it the Flex Plan. You'll receive 20 tickets that can be redeemed in any increment for almost every home game. Plus, you'll receive some sweet spot benefits and other perks of being a season ticket holder. Flex plans are available in the home plate view and field view sections of Target Field. Visit twinsbaseball.com/Flex for more information. So much to look back on in that conversation with Trevor Plouffe. The very real and dangerous situation with that Porter Ranch gas leak. It had the head of the Department of Energy out there yesterday. You've got activists on site. The governor declared a state of emergency. That happened late October, right after the Plouffes returned to California, and they are left out of their home, basically, for the entirety of the offseason. And then Trevor talking about going to college and the fact that, yeah, I would have gone to college. It's a topic he's talked about, thought about a lot over the course of the years, certainly something he believes and explains himself quite well about. And then, of course, being a dad, talking about how he never thought he could feel so bad for another person having a cold. And you can kind of get a sense of what Teddy means to Trevor and Olivia there. And, you know, we're going to hear more about his childhood, Trevor's childhood, coming up here on Deep Cuts. But neat to see where Teddy is in his life cycle and where the family is headed. The future, obviously, very, very bright. So great stuff there from Trevor Plouffe, and ending with the thought of an old school-like situation with Trevor as Rodney Dangerfield putting a hot tub in his son's dorm room. Sounds like a pretty cool situation. Let's get back to Scouts Honor. Before we do, a reminder to visit the official online shop of the Twins at twinsbaseball.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, twinsbaseball.com/shop. Guesses are pouring in our Scouts Honor competition, and TC even asked how many guesses he gets. TC, if you have to ask, probably too many. Maybe you should back away from the keyboard. Here is our final clue. I have a feeling this one's going to give it away. Clue one was he can switch hit, he can run, steal your base, and good with the glove. Clue number two was he has no power. No power. Clue number three, light up your keyboards, folks. He is gritty and has great makeup. That's right. I said gritty. He is gritty. That was actually on the scouting report, and has great makeup at Twins Radio. Hashtag Scouts Honor. When we come back, we'll find out just how gritty Trevor Plouffe was as a BMX stunt rider when we return on your home for Twins Baseball.
Peak performance. It's earned through patience, sacrifice, and working with the best. That's why Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center offers comprehensive sports medicine services. Discover our state-of-the-art facilities, injury prevention and treatment procedures, and performance training programs for all ages and abilities. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make an appointment at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Class's full-size pickups and are 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
St. Louis Park is a great place to shop, stay, eat, and play. But did you know you better watch out for fly balls? That's because St. Louis Park is that close to Target Field. St. Louis Park is close to it all, providing big city amenities with small-town charm and conveniences like free parking, and it's ideal for your Twins pregame routine. DiscoverStLouisPark.com can help you plan your next business meeting, weekend getaway, wedding, or any occasion. Receive discounted rates on lodging and planning assistance. Find it all in one place. DiscoverStLouisPark.com, comfortably close to Target Field.
Stuck in your car and missing the kid you used to be? Remember those days before traffic, deadlines, and all that responsibility? Well, it's time to get that kid back by opening up a refreshing memory today with Killabrew Root Beer. Minnesota-made Killabrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Grab your own super cold aluminum bottle available in the cooler section of your favorite Holiday Station store. Killabrew. It's how memories are made and legends are created.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Chris Atterbury welcoming you back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. More now with Trevor Plouffe. Now, we heard earlier from Trevor about life as a new father and all that lies ahead for their young family. Well, it's also fun here on Deep Cuts to look back at where Trevor came from. His perception among Twins fans has always been one of laid-back California cool, right down to the wavy hair, the sunglasses, and a family full of pool men. In fact, Trevor grew up a world apart from Southern California's famous beaches.
You know, I didn't grow up even close to the beach. I mean, I was a good hour and some from the beach where I grew up. I grew up in the mountains. But that's one of the cool things about Southern California. You know, where I grew up, there's an amazing bass fishing lake that's produced like three of the top five largemouth bass ever caught. And then you have the Pacific Ocean, which is amazing. And if you really wanted to, you can go from the ocean in the morning, surf it in the morning, and then you can head to Big Bear, which is like an hour and a half away, and you can go snowboarding. I mean, there's just so many different terrains and weather that you can enjoy in Southern California. It's a real blessing. So most people just think about the beach, but we really do have, you know, just about everything you can think of within a couple hours drive.
In addition to baseball and hacky sack, most of Trevor's free time revolved around fishing and dirt bikes.
No, we would ride our bikes down to the lake, and we fish for everything. You know, there was some crappie there, and some sunfish and some trout. I grew up fishing bass and trout. Bass because of the lake that I grew up on or grew up near, and then trout because we'd go to the same campground every year as a family, and that was they just stocked this beautiful lake with rainbow trout, and we would catch them and clean them and eat them. So I've always been into fishing for sure.
Well, that explains the fishing. Now, what about those dirt bikes?
BMX, yeah. Where I grew up, it was you either rode dirt bikes or BMX. We built dirt jumps all summer long. Some of them are still standing. That's how well we constructed these dirt jumps, and that was my thing. And it's actually, I was reminiscing about that a couple of days ago when I heard that Dave Mira passed, and that he was one of the guys who I really looked up to as a young kid, and we all tried to be like him. So it brought me back to those days, and was definitely a sad thing to hear about that.
Dave Mira, BMX and X Games legend, who, as Trevor mentioned, recently passed away. Well, he might have been the famous athlete that Trevor most admired, but his real hero was right down the hall in his tight-knit family of four.
Yeah, no, we have a great relationship, especially me and my brother. He's 4 years older than me. And the coolest thing he ever did was let me hang out with him. And because of that, we just have this great bond. And I told someone this the other day. They didn't believe me. My brother and I have never been in a fight, like not even once. Like never yelled at each other, never been like even mad at each other. Like we just really, really, really get along. So we definitely have like a really special relationship. He was just up here for the Super Bowl, so we had a good time, man. He was the next game's bike rider too. We'd always go ride together.
Trevor's brother lives in San Diego now and recently welcomed his second daughter, Delaney, who arrived just 3 weeks after Trevor's son, Teddy. It remains to be seen if this new generation of ploofs will follow in their dad's pedals.
You know, I wasn't as good as some of the other kids who were pretty fearless. I always had in the back of my mind a little bit of fear on that bike. But, you know, we would go to, like, skate parks around here. Back in those days, you know, that was like 97 through 2000-ish, 2002. There weren't as many skate parks as there are now. Now they're kind of popping up everywhere. But we would go to this place, Skate Street in Ventura, and they had a nice little course there. But mainly we would kind of go around what they call street, and we would just go to these industrial centers and try to find some ledges and different staircases and whatnot to mess around on. And I actually have a few videos, some old cool stuff, man, of me and my brother riding around. It's pretty cool.
Now, if the skate parks didn't keep them entertained as they hit high school, the Ploof boys could always head for home, thanks to one of the greatest science fair scams of all time.
You know, it's funny, my brother in high school had to do a project for his physics class. So he built a quarter pipe, and our school, like, helped him pay for it. And he showed it off at the science fair, and then we got to take it home. So I had that at our house in high school. So it was pretty good, man. We used that thing a lot, too, so we definitely got good use out of it.
Sadly, for Trevor's BMX dreams, it was shortly thereafter that his stunt riding career came to a close.
The last good bike I had that I built to ride got stolen out of my backyard in high school, and I never really... At that time, I was trying to put the bike down and not get hurt, so...
It worked. From bikes to bats, quarter pipes to batting cages, Trevor Ploof turned his full focus on baseball, and Twins fans have been the beneficiaries. As for the fishing, well, they still haven't stolen his fishing rod. More on that next, as well as some pool talk and a dose of rock and roll. And Trevor Ploof takes three cuts with us here on Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins in your home for Twins baseball.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit twinscommunityfund.org. That's twinscommunityfund.org.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Need a location for your big event? Target Field might be the place for you. With many unique spaces around the park, there's a perfect spot for your concert, wedding, or banquet. Contact a representative to start planning your event today.
My name is Ruth Rusi. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. And today we're discovering more about Trevor Plouffe, and Trevor's going to dig in for three cuts here. We ask you three questions, Trevor. They range from horrible to pretty good. We haven't had any outstanding ones just yet, so we're going to fire away three questions, and we'll let you provide the answers. You're a Southern California guy. We've talked about that a lot. For somebody, let's say, who's never been to Southern California at all, and taking traffic out of the equation, they get to visit three Southern California hotspots, and you're the tour guide. Where do you send them?
Wow, okay. I think number one, we're talking only Southern California here?
Yeah, we're gonna call it, maybe you can come from, let's say, Santa Barbara South.
There's a lot. Then.
Yeah,
okay.
Give you a little broader range.
I would take you to Malibu, and I'd take you on some hikes just to get some incredible views of the ocean. We have, you know, the Santa Monica mountain range that goes right up onto the ocean. So that's something that I definitely would like to do. That's one of Olivia's favorite things to do. I would take you to the Staples Center and watch the Lakers play. So I think that's an experience that is probably the best in the league as far as just the entertainment value of it, and the venue is amazing.
People watching is pretty good too.
Love it, love it. And then for my third one, that's interesting.
So many choices.
There are a lot of choices. For my third one, I think I would take you out on a boat, and we would go fishing for calico bass off of, like, Ventura, Santa Barbara area. That's a lot of fun, man. It's like, it's basically like bass fishing, but beefed up a little bit because those things are really strong. And, again, just great scenery and a good time.
Calico bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So calico bass edging out the staples like a Disneyland or a man's Chinese theater and all those things.
No,
I like that. Calico
no,
bass.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so that's one. Number two, you come from a long line of pool men, and you've talked about this a lot.
True.
If you didn't play baseball, you probably would have been a pool guy. So I know you have experience in the field. Mythbuster here. Just like Max Kepler was able to blow up the idea that every kid in Germany loved David Hasselhoff, I need a mythbuster on the famous Bill Murray, Baby Ruth scene in Caddyshack from a pool guy's perspective. Is that realistic? Is that something that pool guys talk about, try to replicate, joke about, or is that a slight to the industry?
That is 100% true. I mean, if you have a young kid or anybody, let's call it defecate in the pool, the health department will come and have you shut that pool down until you completely drain it, acid wash it, clean all the tile, rerun all the water through the plumbing and the pool equipment, and then they have to okay it to get filled back up. So it's definitely something that's is a big deal, man.
Have you ever had to work on one of those cases?
I don't know. I've had to acid wash pools before, and I've had to drain them and fill them back up. I don't know if it was ever because someone, a little kid, took a dump in the pool, but
all right.
It might have been, and my dad just didn't tell me.
Is that more realistic than the idea of the pool boy as like the you know, the Lothario with the six pack and the shirt off all the time? Which one's more accurate?
Well, when I was a pool man, that one was also accurate. You know, I was back there with Mrs. Robinson coming out, but there's a little bit of truth to both of those. I'm not gonna lie. So
you only get the best stuff here on Three Cuts with Trevor Plouffe. Final question. You love music. You're a music guy. I'm going to give you a chance with a time machine to go to one concert, any band, any place, any time, front row seats or backstage, wherever you want to be, what concert are you going to go to?
It's got to be like maybe Zeppelin when they came to L.A. They loved coming to L.A. and they would stay at the Hyatt on Sunset. They used to call it the Riot House. So I would love to go see them play at like the Forum, front row, and then hopefully get to hang out with them afterwards, man, just get into some good times with those guys. I think that's a no-brainer for me, a Zeppelin concert at the Forum.
I love it. At the Forum with the Riot House to follow, that's a pretty good answer here on Three Cuts with Trevor Plouffe. Yeah, that's an epic Three Cuts. I don't know how we're going to top that. We had Calico Bass. We had Mrs. Robinson. We're cleaning pools, acid washing them, and then partying with Led Zeppelin. I'm tired and happy just thinking about all of that coming together. This is Deep Cuts with the Minnesota Twins. It's brought to you by Discover St. Louis Park. Stay, shop, eat, and play comfortably close to Target Field. Find it all at discoverstlouispark.com. And what a night from Trevor Plouffe. Outstanding stuff from Trevor. One of the longest tenured Twins, and yet here tonight over the course of, 14 minutes of conversation, all sorts of things you probably didn't know or even realize about Trevor. He's an interesting guy. Twins lucky to have him, and we're lucky to have him on board with us tonight. Let's get to our Scouts Honor competition and our winner tonight. And I will say this, the winner was not TC. Nice try, TC. We appreciate the effort. Didn't quite have enough in the tank today. Our clues tonight were he can switch hit, can run, will steal your base, good with the glove. He has no power. And then finally, this is the giveaway. He is gritty and has great makeup. And Taylor Dreese, a medical student, the first to identify one of our favorites, Nick Punto. Now, Punto, interesting because he was drafted by the Twins in the 33rd round in 1997 and was on the brink of signing, as he told us on our airwaves as part of the road to the show, had the pen in his hand, and at the last moment he said, hey, who was your first-round pick? Oh, it was a shortstop. Well, I'm not signing. Don't want to get stuck behind a first-round pick who's a shortstop. That guy turned out to be Michael Kadire, one of Nick's closest friends in the clubhouse. Came in the Eric Milton trade to the Phillies along with Carlos Silva and Bobby Konecki. Thought he'd be a utility guy at best, but third base was an area of concern. Loved his speed for the Metrodome surface, was a leader, and people wanted to be around him. That has always been the case throughout what became a wonderful career for Nick Punto, including a World Series ring. So Taylor Dreese, congratulations, and thanks to all who played Scouts Honor. Taylor's going to go to a ball game, two tickets to watch the Twins at Target Field. So much to try to sum up from what was a real power-packed hour here tonight on Deep Cuts. Here are our four bases that we leave you with. Reminder that we don't even have a chance to include something as amazing as the fact that Trevor Plouffe, in 30-plus years, has never had an argument or a fight with his older brother. That is unheard of. Didn't even make our top four. We start with this. Single game tickets for the 2016 season. They go on sale Saturday. A special pre-sale starts tonight. You can check the info at Twins, their official Twitter account. Tom Kelly, who was brilliant as always. Tom Kelly on Byron Buxton and Miguel Sano. Remember this quote. Quote, if they think they got it, they're going to be kidding themselves. You got to keep pushing forward. That's a quote every young player should have on their bulletin board. Delivered as only Tom Kelly can deliver it. Finally, dad muscles for Trevor Plouffe. We'll find out what he found out is you don't just get them, they're earned. Or as you wrestle around 20 pounds of wiggly mess constantly. And finally, how about the all-time science fair chicanery of all time when Trevor's older brother convinced the school to pay for him to build a skateboard ramp that is still in his backyard? Well done, sir. Who says you won't use science in your everyday life? Outstanding edition of Deep Cuts. We appreciate TK. We appreciate Trevor Plouffe. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Do it again next Wednesday. Again, 2 weeks from today, it's baseball. First game of the year. Twins and the Red Sox on these airwaves. Until then, so long on your home for Twins baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.